Welcome. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you today's edition of the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. To catch more updates like these, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Today, we begin with a call to action for Australian insurers who find themselves at risk of lagging behind global counterparts in cyber risk defenses. A recent PwC Insurance Banana Skin survey reports that our Australian insurers score a concerning 6.6% lower on the preparedness index, with cybersecurity being a top priority and technology issues, including artificial intelligence, on the rise. Experts urge those in trades to select insurers with robust cybersecurity strategies and proactive risk management. Regular reviews of insurance policies for cyber coverage and staying in the know on cyber threats through insurer guidance are strongly recommended. By prioritizing such measures, the financial and reputational risks from cyber incidents can be notably reduced. Now, shifting gears to an exciting announcement from Isuzu Australia Limited. As a first in the history of the Isuzu Group, they are establishing a leasing company outside of Japan. Launching in the third quarter of next year, Isuzu Financial Services or Services Australia is a joint venture with Tokyo Century Corporation. This strategic move aims to enhance the customer experience by providing tailored finance and leasing solutions for Isuzu's commercial vehicle buyers. So, for small to mid-sized enterprises and sole traders, this development presents the opportunity for direct, flexible financing at potentially competitive rates. In another striking move, the Chinese auto giant Geely has announced their entry into the Australian light commercial vehicle market through its Farizon brand. As part of the company's focus on electric commercial vehicles, Australians can expect to see Farizon's electric vans and trucks by the first half of next year. More than just expanding options for business owners, Farizon's offerings also align with the emerging demand for sustainable urban logistics and delivery solutions. While on the subject of sustainable solutions, the Clean Energy Finance Corporation and Volvo Group have unveiled a $70 million financing package to boost the adoption of heavy-duty battery electric trucks in Australia. By offering competitive finance discounts, they aim to reduce acquisition costs for fleet operators. This joint initiative opens up avenues for businesses, especially those operating in logistics and heavy transport, to transition their fleets to eco-friendly vehicles. Moreover, government incentives and the prospect of lower operational costs make this green transition all the more appealing. That's a wrap on this edition of the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. A quick reminder that safeguarding against cybersecurity risks and staying informed about latest financing options can put you at a significant advantage, whether that involves protecting your business, seeking new assets, or transitioning towards a more sustainable operational model. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. Until next time, stay safe and stay informed with news from Financial Services Online.